Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi Tirab Daf Tzadi Heyman Beis 95. And we are on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Heyman Al. Says the Mishnah, Hatolish Me Atzitz Nakuf. So someone who plucks a plant from a perforated flower pot. This means that there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, so it's getting its sustenance from the ground. So Chayiv, says the Mishnah, you are going to be Chayiv, because this is going to be considered Tolish, because it's as if you're taking something from the ground, since it's sustained from the ground. Sheinu Nakuf, but if it is unperforated, meaning it is a fully developed pot without any holes, potter. Some here are going to be pots from that because you're just lifting something that's not connected to the ground. Rabbi Shimon poter baze ubaze. Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be potter in both cases, whether it's a perforated pot or an atzit she'eino nakuv. No matter what, you are going to be potter. So now comes the Gemara and asks a stiran, Rabbi Shimon. Rami leah by Rava by points out a contradiction to Rava. Vamrila Rabbi Chia bar Rav l'Rav. Tanan, we are in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon poter baze ubaze. In our Mishnah, it says Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be potter by an atzit nakuv and an atzit she'eino nakuv. Alma nakuv Rabbi Shimon kisheino nakuv mashvile. So we see that according to Rabbi Shimon, whether it's perforated or not, it has the same din. Atzitz nakuv and atzitz sheino nakuv are the same thing. Riminu, but I'll ask you contradiction. Rabbi Shimon says ein bein nakuv l'sheino nakuv. The only difference between an atzitz nakuv and an atzitz sheino nakuv el lahachshir zram bavad is only when it comes to hechshir l'kabel tuma. In order for a food to become tummy, it must receive a hechshir. That means that the food must become wet by one of the seven liquids. Yad shachatam is the mnemonic for those seven liquids. So this only applies to foods that are not attached to the ground. And once it's attached to the ground, then it would automatically always become tummy because it gets wet through rainwater and stuff. So we see that this only applies to things that are not attached to the ground. Yet over here, Rabbi Shimon says the difference would be between a perforated pot and a non-perforated pot. The only difference is going to be in terms of hechshir l'kabel tuma, that something which is perforated cannot become machshir l'kabel tuma because it's as if it's connected to the ground. And otherwise, if it's an atzit she'eino nakuv, meaning it's a fully developed pot, then it is not going to be considered to the ground, and therefore it could be mekabel tuma, could be machshir l'kabel tuma. So what we do see from here is that there is a difference between an atzit nakuv and an atzit she'eino nakuv. So how can Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah say that there is absolutely no difference if over there he says that there is a difference in terms of hechshir l'kabel tuma? So I'm related to Gemara answers this year and says, l'chol mila, you're right. For every other halacha in the Torah, Rabbi Shimon k'tolish masvila. Rabbi Shimon says there's going to be no difference between these two types of pots. B'shaini l'inyan tuma, but when it comes to tuma, it's different. Dator ripsa tari tzol zroim shnemar. Because when it comes to this hechshir l'kabel tuma, when it comes to stuff that's planted to the ground, the Torah is more liberal in its definition of this. The Torah defines it in a greater way. So anything, even a perforated pot, is going to be considered close to the ground or attached to the ground when we're talking about hechshir l'kabel tuma. So that's going to be different, but everywhere else, it's going to be the same. Now comes the Gemara and says, "Ba minei usav mei Rabbi Zira." So a certain elder went and asked of Rabbi Zira, "Shorish kenega nekef mali amar Rabbi Shimon." So what would Rabbi Shimon hold if the root of the plant is directly opposite the hole? Meaning, even if in general he wants to say that there it's considered as if it's separated from the ground, what if the root of the ground is connected to that hole that is in the flower pot? So how, what would he say in this situation? So Ishtik Rabbi Zira states, he didn't say anything back. So one time, that same elder was walking and he saw Rabbi Zera sitting and saying, so that Rabbi Shimon would agree that if the flower pot was perforated to the size of a zayis, because the halacha is that only once it's a kli will it have the status of a kli, but if it breaks and there's a crack in it to the point where it's not usable, and different shirim for that amount we're going to see in just a little bit, then it's not considered a kli at all, and it's as if the kli's not there, and then it's going to be considered attached to the ground. So says the Gemara over here, Rabbi Zera was saying that Rabbi Shimon agrees that if it's a big enough crack, a big enough perforation to make it tahor, then someone's going to be chayiv if you pick up the plants, because then it says if it's connected to the ground, and then it's tolish for picking that up on Shabbos. So Amar Leih, so the elder said to Rabbi Zera, once he heard Rabbi Zera say this, Allah hashta shorish keneged nekev bayaminach, when I asked you about the root which is connected to the hole in the pot, v'lo amar to v'lo li v'lo midi, you didn't answer me with anything, you didn't say anything back, because you didn't know, nikav b'ktei tarasu mibaya, then in the case where there is a hole that's enough to make it as if the kli is not usable, that's going to make the stuff tahor, so is there any question that you should have the same suffix? Why should it be any different? Why in that case are you saying that Rabbi Shimon definitely agrees that it's going to be as if it's connected to the ground, but in the case that I asked you where the root is actually connected, that there you're not sure, so if you have a suffix by that one, you should have a suffix by this one too. And this was the Taina of the Saba on Rabbi Zira. But now comes Abaye and explains Rabbi Zira's position. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, V'iit mar l'had Rabbi Zira, if this statement of Rabbi Zira was, says, Hachiyudimar, this is really what he was saying. Mod Rabbi Shimon Chim Nikav L'matame Revias. That Rabbi Shimon agrees that if the perforation was below a Revias, meaning it was so close to the bottom of the flower pot, that anything under that perforation was not considered useful at all. So therefore, it's going to be considered as if it's connected to the ground, and one would be Chayev for plucking it on Shabbos. Now comes the Gemara and gets onto a bit of a side topic in terms of the Tuma of Kli Cheres and how big of a hole has to be in order to make it that it no longer is considered a Kli to become Tummy. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava Chamish Midos B'Kli Cheres. There are five measures when it comes to perforations in Kli Cheres. Nikav kimotzi mashke. So if there was a perforation, if there was a hole that was large enough to let out liquid, so it had sort of a leak, tahar milatami gistra, so it ruins this gistra, which was just a shard, which was really only used to hold in, to hold some liquid. So if it's leaking, then it's useless. So therefore, it's now unfit to be a kli at all, and therefore would not keep the status of tuma. V'adayin kli hu l'kadesh bo mechatas, but it's still considered a complete kli in terms of using it for the mechatas, the waters of the paraduma. Not sure why someone would use this, since the paraduma stuff is very precious and valuable, but it's still going to be good enough for that. Nikav kikones mashke, number two, is if the hole was big enough that it could take in liquid, so it allows liquid to seep in, tarmil kadesh bo mechatas, so now it's no longer valid for using it for the mechatas, v'adayin kli hu l'hachshir bozerim, but it's still considered a kli in the sense that seeds that grow within it are still going to be mekabel tuma. Number three now, nikav kishorish katan, so if the hole was the size of a small root, tarmil l'hachshir bozerim, so it's no longer fit, it's no longer a kli enough to have the seeds within it, mekabel tuma, v'adayin kli hu l'kabel bozesim, but it's still considered a kli in terms of containing olives within it, because since the olives won't fall out, it's still going to be considered big enough, and therefore can still become tummy. Number four, nikav kimotzi zesim, if the hole was big enough to let olives through, tar mil l'kabel bozesim, now it's tar in terms of being associated with containing olives, because it's too, the hole is too big for that, v'adayin kli hu l'kabel borimonim, but it's still considered a kli in terms of containing pomegranates, meaning therefore if you designated this kli to hold pomegranate, it's still going to be tummy, because it's still usable kli for that purpose. Number five, nikav kimotzi rimonim, if the hole is big enough that it's going to let through pomegranates, tar miklum. So it's tar from everything, meaning it's no longer subject to tuma, it's no longer considered a kli. However, v'im hukaf tumid paso, by Tumas Oel, we have this concept of if it was a sealed cover. So if we have a sealed cover, if it was surrounded by a sealed cover, which prevents other stuff inside the kli, achi yipaches rubo, until the majority of the utensil has broken off, until the majority of the kli is off, then we still would consider it a kli. So Amar Ravasi, Ravasi has another sheet. Shemati kli cheres shiur kimotzi rimon. I heard that this kli cheres, that the measure in terms of its losing susceptibility to tuma is the amount that once a rimon can go through, then it's going to be different. So Amar Le Rava, Rava says back, Shemalo shemata el b'mukaf tamid pasio. Maybe you only heard this measure when talking about a surrounded, a covered and sealed kli. That's really what you were referring to. But ask the Gemara, the Vahal Rava hu da amar tamid pasio achi yipaches rubo. But it was just Rava, we just read a minute ago, who said that when it's a sealed kli, then until the majority of it, or until most of it breaks off, then it's still going to be a kli. So now why is he changing his shear to say maybe that's talking about when the hole is big enough to let in a pomegranate? So this seems to be a pretty blatant steer in Rava. So how would he answer this? So answers the Gemara, Lokasha, no, there's no problem over here now, top of Tzadi Vavam Rav. I think we're just going to try to finish the parak, and then we'll have a shorter one the next day. So the first statement of Rava would say that it's until the majority of the container is breaking off, until the majority of the kli is broken. That was by a large kli chares. But over here, when we're talking about the pomegranate size hole, that is talking by a much smaller kli chares. Now the Gemara is going to go and analyze some of the statements we said before in terms of how big the holes have to be in terms of making something no longer a usable kli, so therefore it can no longer be mekabel tuma. So Maravasi Shonin, they teach in a brisa kli chares, an earthenware vessel, shiro kikonis mashke. So the shear, the smallest hole that will take its status of a kli away, is if it can take in liquid, meaning if it will bring in some of the liquid, the lo amru motzi mashke, but they didn't say anything about enough to let out a liquid, which is a smaller size. El inin gistra bava. The only time we ever said that is in regards to a shard. My time, well, why is this the case? Why would we have such a smaller shear when it comes to a gistra, to a piece of broken shard, a broken vessel, than we would for anything else? So answers the Gemara, Amar mar zutra bereder of Nachman lefi she'ino mrim have gistra gistra. Because no one's saying, oh, this shard broke, bring me another shard. Because no, the shard's only useful for keeping in liquid. Once the liquid is dripping out, then no one's bringing in a backup shard, and therefore you're just going to chuck it and throw it in the garbage, so therefore it's no longer a useful kli. Now the Gemara continues its discussion about the different sizes of the breaks within these kli chares. So Amar Ulu says, pligi ba tre amarei b'marava. There's machlokas between two amarei and Eretz Yisrael. This machlokas is talking about the case, again, the size of the hole that makes the plant inside the flower pot considered attached to the ground or not. And this was important. We explained earlier about hechsher l'kabel tuma, when it can become tuma by becoming wet through some of these liquids. So they are Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zavda. Charamar kimotzi rimon. One said that the hole has to be big enough to let a pomegranate through. Charamar kishorish katam. The other one says that the hole has to be big enough to let in that of a small root. Simanech. And the way to remember this is Echramar b'Echramamit. one shear is bigger, one shear is smaller. So echad amar be'echad amamin is the way to remember that machlokas. Now the Gemara comes and tries to give some sort of maskan about the halachos of kli cheres, of the earthenware vessels, and the breaks within them that ruin them as the status of a kli and make it only tahor and no longer makabel tuma. So Amar Rabbi Chinina bar Kana mishmei Rabbi Eliezer, kli cheres, when it comes to a kli cheres, yiro kimotzi zesim, the hole that ruins its status as a kli is when it's big enough to let olives through. Umar kashisha berei deraba mesayim ba mishmei Rabbi Eliezer. That these kli cheres which have these olive size holes, they're the same as dung utensils, utensils made out of the animal feces, and stone utensils and clay utensils, which are not susceptible to tuma. Lo midivrei Torah v'lo midivrei sofrim. Whether it's midivrei Torah, midoraisa, or midrabanan, they're not going to become kabal tuma at all because they are no longer useful at all. So any kli cheres that has the hole in it the size of an olive, that is ruining that kli linin samid pasil. And in regards to a sealed cover, achi pachis ruba, we said until the majority of the kli breaks off. So if it's fully sealed, then only once the majority of the kli breaks off is it going to lose its status of a kli. This is daf tzadi. Hey, Amud Beis, going on to Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, Hadron Allah Hamatznia. We have now finished the 10th parak of Masechet Shabbos. We will start the 11th parak next time. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.